Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to this part of our show, which I love. This is our good news segment. Essence Festival goes virtual and continues to uplift Black culture. Amen to that. We have a great conversation ready with Raj Register joining us here today, head of brand strategy and growth audience marketing for Ford Motor. I mean, can you give me an amen?
Amen.
<I'm>
with it.
look, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this. I got a really interesting question the other day. And, you know, people asking me, why am I so vocal about things that are happening in the world today? And, you know, I only had one answer. It's like, why not? But there's so much good to talk about. So much that we're here to share with people. And definitely, we need to talk about what you all are doing to not just support of African-American women, but more about thriving. Because isn't this what we're here to talk about? What is it that each and every one of us can do to make this a better place? For sure. For the Black, for people to uplift their culture, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So tell us about the Essence Festival. But here's the thing. Tell us about how you're doing it virtually.
Yeah, for sure. So as many know, this is Essence Festival's 25th year. And just unprecedented times, you know, where it could have been canceled. And I take my hat off to Essence for developing a virtual experience very quickly. And so when we were brought forth the opportunity to still have a chance to partner and participate, I said, absolutely. And we got to work. And so definitely creating for me a brief on, you know, how is it that I want to show up? And Dr. Pat, I'm so glad that you mentioned, you know, uplifting. And that's part of our theme, you know, with Ford is it's uplifted, healing now, empowered future. And everything that we have across both weekends is surrounded, you know, with that message between our panel discussions, donations that we have, touch points in our virtual space. And so we're so excited to not only pour into this community, but also just still have a chance to participate at such an important time. Where many don't have the opportunity. So I'm definitely taking, you know, full note of what we need to do to still be here and, you know, just making sure that we're authentic and genuine with everything that we do as far as Essence and any other activation that we have.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about this year's theme, especially. You know, this is kind of an interesting thing. Like 16 years ago is like I dialed the wrong phone number and I bought my first hour of airtime and they asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, I want to do all positive talk. It's got to be uplifting. And they asked me why. And I said, look, if you have my background and you understand what it means to live in a world where your mom commits suicide, you're homeless at 17 and arrested at 19 for something you didn't do because you were out there doing something that was empowering, you better be ready to give stuff back. And that's why I want to talk to you about this theme, healing now and empowered future, because those four words, the energy and vibration of them is beyond transformative, and we need to share this. Tell me about that theme and what it means to you.
Yeah, what it means to me, honestly, Dr. Pat, is we came up with this theme before the George Floyd tragedy. And it was really based upon post-COVID. And then after, we knew that, okay, the world is changing, messaging is changing, we need to definitely make sure that we aren't being tone deaf. We realized that our theme still mattered, and it was still something that we still needed to show up for and not negate, you know, anything else that's happening in the world, but really be intentional about how we support with messaging and with outlets and with learning and even with a bit of entertainment in a time when people are hurting. Mm-hmm. And so I felt that it was still necessary for us to carry this on, but then also just break down what types of things women want to hear about now, what type of healing do they need, and what type of empowerment. And through many, many, you know, pieces of research, like one of the things that always stands out from a healing standpoint is breast cancer. Mm-hmm. African-American women are more susceptible than any other cohort.
Right.
Many of them are not educated in the standpoint of it's not something that's just openly spoken about. And really, we wanted to provide a platform where they could hear from oncologists, they could hear from surgeons that look and sound like them. They could hear from a survivor. We have an author that's going to talk about her experience. And those are the things that we felt like were still important. And even during COVID, when you may not have a chance to go to the doctor in the same way, don't skip your mammogram. You know, don't skip self-exam. Like, those are things that you still have to do when the world is changing. But self-care is important. Power suits is another one that we have. That one is very empowering. You have women that are in male-dominated fields, and they are doing wonderful things, even though it's not a lot of people that look like them. We have a female pilot and open sea diver. We have a mechanic who was a former engineer that, you know, left her big job in corporate America to say, hey, I don't feel comfortable when I get my car serviced, and I want to learn how to do this and have educated conversations. And with that, she decided, well, I'm going to go to mechanic school and I'm going to open my own body shop. And oh, by the way, I'm going to hire 90% female mechanics to help me with this messaging. And, you know, she has learning sessions. And I just think that's so dynamic. And then we have a female boxer who, Clarissa Shields, she's an Olympian. She calls herself greatest woman of all time. And she's in a field that, you know, there's not a lot of men, but she is, you know, kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah.
We have another one about just mental health and wellness and, you know, everything that goes along with being in corporate America. We have Taraji P. Henson doing a panel discussion with us on that. And then there is one about entrepreneurship. It's called The Current State of Black Women Entrepreneurs Still I Rise, and talking through some of the challenges that women and more specifically Black women have in starting business, staying in business. And so we're really excited about just some of these dynamic women that we have that can share their hardships, but also share their celebrations and lessons learned and really be able to help those that are really interested in doing some of the things that they're doing. And so we felt like all of this was very relevant. And, you know, to make things even better, we made donations to some of those foundations. But then also with National Urban League, we also have donations in major cities that were affected with COVID, especially with African Americans and entrepreneurs, and really just making sure that we're providing money to those communities so that, you know, if there's an entrepreneur that has rent that's, you know, delayed, or if there's something else that we can do to try to help them stay in business through National Urban League and our partnership with Port Fund, we're doing that. So not only do we have the messaging, but we have those call to action moments that are really important at a time like this.
Yeah, you said it. Look, before we kind of skip out of time here, I just want people to know, how do they help? How do they participate? What's the website? How can they become part of the festival? All of the above, kind of.
Yeah, for sure. So the main place is essencestudios.com. And to experience the Ford portion of that, it's essencestudios.com/Ford. We do have a vehicle car suite, so I need to throw that in there. We're giving away a vehicle. It can be a 2020 Explorer, Escape, F-150, or Mustang. We have lots of entertainment, lots of different one-on-one experiences for owners that are in there. So we're really excited to bring this all to life.
I want to ask you this question, and I know we're short on time, but I just got to get at it. One of the things you said got us fired up, myself and one of the other hosts. What we realized is that, I don't know how aware you all are of this, but we've written letters to the senators. What we found was people, if people of color, let me just say that, but especially in the Black community where I live, many of them need help and support, even one applying for PPP and unemployment. And we were shocked. Now, look, I'm a person with resources. And if you can imagine me knowing what I know and the people I know, and I could not fill the form out correctly the first time. This is a campaign that is so important to us. We're going to actually do a video on how to provide help. So when you touched upon this, it is such an important effort to support people that need the level of support we're talking about. And the other thing is, it is time, I think, for all of us to really take a look behind and take a look forward and give back in some way. And this is something that we could do. I want to ask you, what do you see in your greatest dreams, beyond all beyond? What would you like to see the outcome of this event be about?
Honestly, Pat, I think it's about togetherness and helping one another. As you just mentioned, you know, calling out, you know, a lot of things people just don't know. And if you educate them, and I think the video you mentioned is so powerful, or even, you know, giving to National Urban League and partnering with them and, you know, people hearing that message and not realizing like, hey, there's resources in my city that I can go to and I don't have to close my business or I don't have to not have resources that are necessary for me to be able to move forward. And I think the biggest thing that, you know, I like to lean into is just education. And education falls in so many forms. It's not just formal institutionalized education. It's how do you teach and how do you make sure that the next person has that information so that you can continue to open doors, push people forward, pull people ahead, whatever it takes. And I think that's the biggest thing is knowledge is power. And those are things that you can't take away from people. And so, you know, regardless of money and, you know, things like that, I think the best thing is like educating on how to be able to help or help yourself or help someone else.
Yeah. You know what we call that? We have a thing for that. Cause like, look, I only have 15 minutes with you, but this is passionate beyond passion for me. We call that TACFA. We gave it an acronym, Transfer of Knowledge for All. I mean, this is really the vibe, right? This is it. This is what we have to do. I'm so thrilled that this is something we could support you with. Please, one more time, how do people participate? How can it be part of it? Give us time, dates, events, anything you want to share.
Yeah, for sure. So Essence Festival kicks off today.
Yep.
So it's June 25th through 28th. And then there's a second weekend, July 2nd through the 5th. So this weekend and next weekend. Go to EssenceStudios.com. And for the Ford experience, it's essencestudios.com/Ford.
Yeah, I want to say something, and I know Ted's going to be like, oh my gosh, she's going to go past my 15 minutes, but I just have to for a second. Look, I got to participate in something of several months ago. It's now turned into a music video with a young man named Tata Prince and John Legend. And I got to go down to LA and be in a room full of people. As I looked around the room and I saw the many shades of color. And I looked around and we were there for one reason. The name of the video was All About Love. And, you know, when I think about that, I stepped away from there and I was different. I really was different. So my perspective was different. My heart was different. I just wish we could all participate together where we're not seeing the color of one's skin, but we are connecting heart to heart. And that is a video that if there was something that you played on the screen or shared in this event, that video is available on YouTube. We also have back screen pictures we're going to put together. But it is the uplifting and inspiring part to be on stage with Beyoncé's parents or Alfre Woodard and be dancing and, you know, I mean, come on. That's about love. But what you're doing is transformative. That's what it is. I want to thank you for everything. One last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
My personal message is to stay uplifted. And whatever you can do to uplift yourself, uplift others, uplift your community, do it transformationally and do it without any type of apology. Be unapologetic about being uplifted.
No kidding. Hey, by the way, the name of that is Love One Another. Take a look at it, and I guarantee you, you'd be able to play it there. But it sums it up for us right now. And for you, most people don't know the effort it takes to do what you're doing. So I want to thank you and Ford and everybody else for doing it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I appreciate it.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break. Come on, let's get on it. Let's participate. Let's make a difference.